This podcast is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running
CDs
in circles.
You just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the flight and the fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Show you my world.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 433. With me tonight is John Worthy. What's up, John?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I already screwed up, but we're going to keep going. The Pennsylvania Rock Show is on parockshow.com, megarockradio.net, rudaroo.radio.com, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. There, I got them all in.
Well done.
So John is coming to you from Nashville, and I know what you're thinking. You know, last show was a signed band, and now we're talking to somebody from Tennessee, but I'm going to let him tell you where he's originally from.
I grew up in South Hills of Pittsburgh, and then I went to Penn State. So I actually went to high school in Pittsburgh, and then right after I graduated from Penn State, I moved to Nashville, and I've been here for 5 years. But still go back to Pittsburgh all the time, and we play there at least once or twice a year.
And speaking of that, you have a show coming up in Pittsburgh, correct?
Yeah, we're playing Pittsburgh next Saturday, October 6th at Club Cafe, which is on the south side. And we'll be with local bands, Nice Little Cars and Norm the Band.
I was looking at your bands in town, and it's like Kentucky, 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 Pennsylvania, Kentucky, 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 Kentucky.
Yeah. We were actually, last weekend we were in Kentucky and Ohio, and then we got some Alabama dates coming up too. That's the nice thing about Nashville. It's regionally close to a lot of different states, so it's not too bad to get out on the road pretty easily.
What made you move to Nashville? Was it the music scene?
Yeah. Senior year of college, I was in a band, and the singer of that band came to me one day and he said, "John, I'm moving to Nashville. Would you want to go?" And I said, "Sure." And, we moved down here. Both of us had never been to Nashville, and, we were able to start up a band pretty quick. And, we were in that band for 4 years, which recently ended. And the last 2 years of that band, I had my project going on too. And so as of May, I've just been focusing in on John Worthy and the Bends.
Having been in both the Pittsburgh scene and the Nashville scene, how would you compare the two?
I never got a chance to fully participate in Pittsburgh scene. From what I see, it's a pretty close-knit group of bands. They all try and help each other out. In my experience in Nashville, I kind of started out that way, and it's kind of gotten more corporate, and bands aren't really helping each other out as much. But I always try and, you know, just keep going, and there are a couple bands here that are good guys, and you know, it's really tough to get bands to play shows because everyone's so career focused on music here that they have their shows planned and they'll only play once or twice every couple months because they want to bring out as big a crowd as possible. So it's tough to book shows and get bands to join the bill. From what I've seen in Pittsburgh, it seems a little easier to get bands to play with you, and everyone's more open to just trying to rock out as much as possible.
You hear it a lot more where bands are saying they don't want to oversaturate themselves, which I'm thinking is what you're referring to when you're saying they play sparsely.
Right. Right.
So we may be headed in that direction. I don't know if I want to be though.
it's tough. When we first moved here, we played in Nashville all the time because we didn't have our van, so we weren't traveling out of state, but we were playing, you know, at least once a week, you know, sometimes two or three times a week. But now venues look up, you know, where you're playing in Nashville, so they won't book you if you had a show a couple weeks ago. So it's tough to play as much in Nashville now, which is why we've been hitting the road a lot more.
What's your favorite venue to play in Nashville?
There's a venue called Mercy Lounge, and within Mercy Lounge there's a venue called the High Watt, there's a venue called the Cannery Ballroom, and then there's a venue called the Mercy Lounge. Been lucky enough to play all three, and I really like Mercy Lounge. It's kind of like a 200-300 person venue. It has great sound. They get some really cool bands to come through. They get national acts to come through, It's just, it has a great vibe to it. And I'd say so far, that's probably my favorite venue that we've played.
Cool. I'm going to do that thing that everyone does and it never works out, but I'm going to mention two names that of people that I know that are in Nashville that are from, okay, from this area. Chris Lohrs, L-O-H-R-S.
No, I haven't heard of him.
He does some producing and has been in a few bands on his own. And then Jarrett Greece, G-R-E-E-C-E. He's actually,
I haven't heard of him either.
He's actually a music teacher down there now.
Music featured?
Yeah. He was in some local bands up here before he moved there as well.
Cool.
I am looking at Chris's Facebook page because I'm trying to remember what bands he was in. He's originally from Katanning, Pennsylvania, but I'm not seeing any signs of what bands he was in. He was in a fairly big one and I can't remember the name of it. But he actually produced a record for the band Cage, also from Katanning, back in the 2000s. That's how I'm familiar with him. And then Jared was in a band called Hybrid. If you've been following the local scene, I'm sure you've seen some After the Fall stuff or a Common Crown. But Slant Six, those guys were they came from the Hybrid band in the Evolution.
Okay. Nice.
But, so if you could open for any nationally or internationally touring artist, who would you want to open for and at what venue?
Well, I mean, I would want to open for, of course, the biggest artist, but I think the artist that would kind of fit our style the best and their fans would like us would be probably be Cage the Elephant.
Okay.
The last album that we released, I was actually lucky enough to, the lead guitar player from Cage produced it at his home studio, Lincoln Parish. So we got to work with him. He played guitar on half the songs. And they're one of my favorite bands. And I think our style, our energy lends itself to their fans liking us. But just from like a fanboy perspective, probably I'd want to open for Pearl Jam. They're probably my all-time favorite band. And to get to meet all those guys and Eddie Vedder would be pretty amazing.
Where would you like to
play? Oh, in a venue. I think Madison Square Garden.
That one comes up a lot.
The classic.
And Wembley, yeah. And Red Rock.
Red Rock would be cool. I just saw Pearl Jam in Seattle at Safeco Field for their what they called the home show. Is amazing. So opening there would be pretty amazing too.
Have you ever been to Red Rock?
I haven't.
I haven't either. I think that's going to be a goal.
Yeah, the guy we were hanging out with in Seattle had just moved to Denver and he had been to Red Rock. He said it was an amazing, amazing place to see a show.
If you could play with any artist, so we can, this can be alive or dead. I'm going to lead with Diesel Beast to answer this question. I asked if you could play with any artist and where, just like I asked you, but they said that they wanted to resurrect Dio and play with him at Stonehenge.
Wow. Stonehenge. I think as intimidating as it would be, I would want to resurrect John Lennon and play with him at Shea Stadium.
Why Shea?
That's kind of their famous show that they weren't even really playing. Just everyone was screaming their heads off. And I've always thought that was a funny video looking back on that. So I'd want to play a show where everyone could actually hear the music and get to play some Beatles songs and some John Lennon solo songs.
Cool. So I'm assuming that means that you would include the Beatles in your influences.
Oh yeah, for sure. During college, I spent a summer in Florida and I literally only listened to the Beatles for about 2.5 months. I was obsessed. So that's when I totally dove in.
I recently taught one of my daughters how to say Beatles with an English accent, which now drives my wife crazy. She'll walk up and go, "Do you know the Beatles?"
I'm sure no one at her school has any idea who they are.
Probably not. So if I was to look at your music collection, what bands would I see? So this is give us a little more insight on who you're influenced by.
Yeah, so I actually have we were on the road last weekend, and none of us had unlimited data on our phones, so we couldn't listen to Spotify. So I brought a bunch of CDs. So I actually have them right here. It's funny. I got Eddie Vedder's Into the Wild, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Got the Beatles One album, their greatest hits, Lennon Legend, the band Group Love, Never Trust a Happy Song. That's their first album. Led Zeppelin Volumes 1 and 2, their greatest hits. I got Jane's Addiction, The Great Escape Artist, The Who, My Generation, Lenny Kravitz, Mama Said. I love that album with Slash on a couple songs. We got MGMT's first album, The Best of REM, Best of Prince, U2's Joshua Tree.
That's me in the corner. Yeah. I can't sing, I'm sorry.
But current bands, I really like a band called The Districts. They're out of Philly. They're pretty young. They've been on the road for a while now. A band called Baloo. They're kind of like surf, indie rock. I mentioned Cage the Elephant earlier. Xavier Rudd, he's an Australian kind of folk artist. I love his songs. He has amazing lyrics. Big Thief, they're also from Australia. They're led by a female singer who writes really great songs. So it's I try and listen to as much music as I can, especially I usually just put the Discover feature on Spotify on and listen to as many artists as I can to try and expand my musical horizon.
I don't really do the Spotify thing. I think I'm going to have to start.
Really?
Well, usually the band sends me music, and that's what I listen to.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess you have your hands full with that.
I don't even, like, I have a long drive to work, too. I drive an hour, and I listen to talk radio. And then occasionally I'll listen to DVE because, you know, it's WDVE. And for those of you that aren't from Pennsylvania that are in Nashville listening, because John's on, that would be like the biggest rock station in Pennsylvania.
How's,
yes.
And you got 105.9 the X still, right?
Yes. I listen to Mark Madden on my way home on 105.9.
Nice.
Occasionally I'll turn them on and listen to music, but I feel like I'm going to probably sound, I feel like, that radio today is, you know, that like it's cookie cutter and, you know, they're shoving every artist is the same and they're shoving it down your throat. And that's not really what I'm into. I like hearing things that are different and, different genres and, you know. Now, I will say I'm not a real big fan of the pop stuff that my kids like to listen to, but.
There's this radio station in Pittsburgh, 91.3 WYEP. Are you familiar with them? Yeah, I sent them my music, and I think I'm in a long queue waiting to be heard.
Another station.
But, they're more kind of like a local station, right?
And they are more, they're oriented more with local artists. So that's definitely one to go to. Another one you'll want to check out is 97.7, which is in Butler. They're called the Rock Station.
Okay.
And their website is 97.7rocks.com. They actually have a show called The Grassroots Show, which is basically a much better version of what we're doing tonight. And it's hosted by Bob Kopp and Utah Burgess. And Utah and I've known him since like 2004. It's a great show. And they'll play unsigned bands on that show, but they also will mix unsigned music into the regular rotation during the day. So they're definitely a station you'll want to check out. How about any embarrassing moments? Do you have any moments you're willing to share that you had on stage?
Yeah, for sure. I actually just had one last Thursday in Nashville. We were playing a place called Radio Cafe, super small stage, very intimate setting. And I go pretty crazy on stage. I kind of lose myself. And on one song, I take like a little, there's a breakdown in the song. I kind of take a guitar solo and it's a build up. So I stood up on my amp and I didn't notice, but my guitar cable had wrapped around the back of the amp. So at the end of this part, everyone cuts out. And so I planned on jumping off the amp. And when I did that, my cable wrapped around the amp and it brought the whole amp down and made this big reverb crank sound. It sounded awful. But fortunately, the rest of the band kept going and we did the best with it as we could. But it was definitely noticeable.
So you sent me two tracks, Help Me and You Drive Me Insane off of Only a Dream. Which one of those would you like me to play tonight? And would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
I guess play Help Me. You Drive Me Insane has been getting some radio play here in Nashville, but I'm partial to Help Me. We just did a music live studio session video of Help Me, and it turned out really well. That song's pretty personal. It's just kind of in college, I was just had a lot of time on my hands, and I had really no idea what I wanted to do, and just every teen angst problem, you know, and just kind of sat around thinking a lot, and eventually I kind of filled my time, just started writing songs. That's when I really got into music. But that song is kind of about a certain time in my life during college where I was just totally lost and had no idea what I was doing, so just kind of reaching out for any sort of help. So I really like that song. It's one of my more personal ones.
When you said you were kind of lost, that campus is huge. You could get lost on campus.
Yeah, pretty easy to get lost.
I go up there with, well, I won't this year, but I've gone up there for probably the last 10 years with my 7th and 8th graders, and we do a science competition in May. And last year, I parked on one side of campus to go judge the competition, and I ended up the building I needed to be in was on the other side of campus. I was late, and I was wearing dress shoes, and I blistered, and it was terrible.
Yeah,
but it's a beautiful campus.
I made that walk many times. Yeah, it's a great place. Happy Valley.
How about we'll take a short break and I will play Help Me, and then we'll come back with John and ask him a few more questions, and then I will let him go because I kind of kept him hostage here a little bit.
I don't know if this is true, but every time I look back on the years, I feel like I wasted my youth. How did I get so cold? How do I wind up every single day going through this life all alone? When am I gonna change? Yeah!
There's no laughter these days. Far too seldom do I get the chance to even put a smile on my face. I'm not one for strength. More and more I find myself growing passively entertained. Where's the end of all this pain? When am I gonna wake up and say I have no reason to be ashamed?
Hey, it's Bill, and you are tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show. If you're just tuning in, you missed a little bit of our chat with John Worthy from John Worthy and the Bends out of Nashville. I think he's still with me. You still there, John?
I am here, Bill.
Originally from, you said Mount Pleasant, correct?
The South Hills area. Pittsburgh. South Hills,
yeah. Okay. His band will be playing Club Cafe on October 6th. What's the start time on that show?
I think it starts at 10, and then we'll each play about 45 minutes to an hour. It's three bands.
John, where can the people listening to the show find your music online?
We are absolutely everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. I'm sure I'm missing a few, but pretty much anywhere you listen to music, you can find us. Apple Music. We got YouTube videos. We got a couple. We got a music video, a live studio session video. We got some live videos. You can hear our music on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We've got a website, johnworthyandthebends.com. on the Bandzoogle. So we are definitely not hard to find. But we always encourage people to go to Spotify.
The Bends, is that about bending the strings or is that something else?
Honestly, we spent one night just kind of brainstorming. We knew we wanted to add something to it cause we were John Worthy for a while. That just kind of rang the best. It kind of sounded best to us that night. Doesn't really mean anything specifically, unfortunately, but I think it fits our sound for sure. It's kind of angsty and kind of the unknown, and I think has a cool ring to it.
Before we get too far, he spells John John. So when you go to go look him up. Don't throw that extra H in there because it won't work.
Worthy is usually pretty easy to find now. So that's it's a distinctive last name.
So what would fans that are aware of your band already be surprised to know about you?
Well, that's a good question. I guess I love food. I love to cook. Pretty much every meal I eat is something that I cook. I love literally anything. I will eat anything that's put in front of me, at least try it. but I love to cook seafood and pasta and anything. So I guess that's something that you probably wouldn't expect kind of a traveling musician to be into.
Well, since you're obviously traveling and you like food, how about, are there any restaurants that you come across in your travels that you would recommend another musician stop at?
Well, the obvious one, if you're going through Pittsburgh, definitely stop at Permane's. as cliche as it is, I think Permane's sandwiches are incredible. So definitely recommend that. And, if you're coming through Nashville, I highly recommend Hattie B's. They're my favorite hot chicken. It's kind of like really good KFC that's spicy. And then they have really good sides with mac and cheese, baked beans, potato salad. It's really good stuff. If anyone's ever in Nashville, you got to try Nashville hot chicken.
There was a one on my other website, BillDeSean.com. There's another podcaster and she did a whole episode with two musicians and all they did was talk about food and restaurants. Wow. That kind of tied into it.
We're playing a venue tomorrow night in Paducah, Kentucky. And I remember last time we played there, they fed us a free meal. So I'm hoping that happens tomorrow. I'm pretty excited about that.
I'll cross my fingers for you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Well, can you remember the moment that you realized you wanted to play in a band?
Yeah, I remember the exact moment. I was 13. I think I was in seventh grade. One of my friends had just started taking guitar lessons. So I was kind of intrigued with that. But I think it was a Sunday night. My dad and I were watching TV, and we came across Behind the Music on VH1 of Guns N' Roses. And I was just, I became infatuated with Slash.
I watched that on YouTube this summer.
Really?
I did.
Yeah. That's honestly what got me started on guitar, just seeing Slash and the hair in front of his face and everything. And I think shortly after that, I got an acoustic guitar and started taking lessons.
If only one of your songs would survive an upcoming catastrophe, which song would you want to survive and why?
I'm going to have to go with...
Keep in mind, it might be the only song that anyone would be able to hear of the band after that.
I think Help Me, honestly, is a good one just because of the connotation of the chorus. You're lost, and then the chorus comes in. It's, you know, you're asking for help, and you still can't really find yourself, but it's kind of an upbeat chorus. It gets, you know, high energy. And I think that would be a good song for kind of an apocalypse setting.
I actually had a band ask me, they're like, well, what kind of apocalypse? And I was like, okay, last question. And I'm thinking it might be hard for you, but we'll see. Because you did mention Pearl Jam, so...
Yeah.
Recently, I read one of those 20 worst articles, you know, where they list the clickbait on Facebook. And it was 20 worst bands of the 90s. And I'm not going to make you list 20, but maybe give me one or two bands that you think would belong on that list. And then maybe one or two that you think definitely don't belong on the list.
I guess Creed is a band of the 90s, right?
Yes.
They're kind of late 90s. Yeah, I would include them. They have a couple good songs, but I feel like they never really created their own sound. They kind of just stole parts of other bands' sound and kind of took it and made it their, benefited from it. Let's see. I love Stone Temple Pilots, but I feel like they also kind of ripped off Pearl Jam sound because they came afterwards. But I think they write great songs. He sounds eerily similar to Eddie Vedder at times. I think it was Silverchair from Australia. They also sound just like Pearl Jam. Honestly, I love the 90s, the music that came out about it. It's hard for me to pick bands that I didn't really like. I think it would be easier to do that from the 2000s.
Want to name one from the 2000s? We can do that.
Nickelback, for sure.
My wife likes Nickelback.
Sadly, I actually liked one of their songs when I was in eighth grade. I remember singing Paperback Novel, I think it was, and then I realized how lame it was.
My problem with Nickelback is that, like, I like their songs, but everyone sounds the same.
Right.
And usually it's about, never mind. They sound the same.
Yeah.
Hey, so last thing, and you mentioned it already, but, go ahead and mention your website and then I'll let you ride off into the sunset for the evening. And thanks for being on the show.
Yeah. So we actually have a brand new website, and it's through Bandzoogle. So if you just Google johnworthyandthebands.com, it should come up. It's johnworthyandthebands.bandzoogle.com. We got everything on there. We got our shows. We got music, pictures, our bio. You can actually buy merch off the site. We have CDs for sale. We have band logo lighters, band logo shot glasses. We got t-shirts. Then you can buy all that stuff off the website. We got links to our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Bandcamp, YouTube. So it's kind of an all-in-one stop there. And that's John Worthy and the Bends. John Worthy, the Bends, .bandzoo.com.
You know what? I know I said we're going to be done, but probably should have you mention your bandmates so that they don't give you a hard time when you're done.
yeah. Good point. On bass, it's Austin McFall. He also does some background vocals. He's also, I was telling you earlier, he's from the Leechburg area. He's been in Nashville for about 5 years as well. Michael Sanborn plays drums. He's from Huntsville, Alabama. And then we actually have a brand new member who just goes by the name Slice. And he's from California. He's an amazing, accomplished musician. Plays piano, guitar, drums, sings. So he's been a great addition to the band. And he just likes to be called Slice.
Kind of like Slash.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks again for coming on the show, John. And as you record more music, if you'd like to get it played on the show or on my radio station on Build the Scene, just send it my way and we'll get it added.
Yeah, sounds great, Bill. We have a lot of music coming up, so I'll be sure to do that.
Okay, so once again, you've been listening to episode number 433 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show, PARockShow.com. With us tonight was John Worthy from John Worthy and the Bends. Check him out by going to johnworthythebends.bandzoogle.com. And we will catch you very soon.
Bye. Somewhere along the line, the thought of you has slipped my mind. I can't find my way back home. 'Cause all my life I've waited, and now I've grown impatient. And I'm just tired of being alone.
Change can't separate time, it still remains. Chances that we take and change our lives forever. Voices in my head, words that go unsaid, and the wounds that bled is what keeps us together.
Encompassed by a lack of dignity. Color me the color gray. In between all that you paint, you always seem to find the worst in me. That we take can change our lives forever.